40. Burned down, but not out. Mark burst out of the door of his burning house. He buttoned up the jacket he had quickly grabbed and stood watching with the neighbors as his house burned down. When the firefighters had made sure that the fire had completely burned out, Mark walked through the ruins looking for remains. The fire had been started by accident. Mark had not fully extinguished a cigarette. Now everything was gone, burned up in the fire. Sitting in a hotel later that night, Mark burned the midnight oil, deciding what to do next. He could bury his head in the sand and hide out at his parents'. But then he remembered that he had burned his bridges with them by swearing that he would never stay in their house again. He certainly couldn't stay in the hotel for long. That would burn a hole in his pocket. Finally, exhausted from the burden of deciding how to pick up the pieces of his life, Mark fell asleep. He woke up the next morning refreshed and happy. He had just remembered that his fire insurance policy would cover the cost of buying up another house. It was also a buyer's market, and he was sure to get a better house than the one he had just lost. Mark went house shopping. Weeks later, Mark was near blissful. He had somehow been able to butter both sides of his bread by gaining sympathy from friends and neighbors, even while prospering from the insurance settlement. He had even been able to buy off the shelf beautiful new furniture at reduced cost. Thank God for that fire.